Hey everybody, what's going on? It's Tuesday, we're back again, talking about another movie. I've been wanting to do this one for a really long time, and the thing about it was that I wanted Tom to like watch it with me, because I said, oh, you probably like really dig this movie, but he was like in and out of the room like doing something else. So I think you saw some of it, but you didn't really see most of it, you know?
Yeah, I saw it.
You didn't see like most of the first part though. But this is like a good flick. It's a good flick. And I kind of feel like maybe, I don't know. I kind of feel like a lot of people don't really talk about it that much anymore, even though it was like a pretty big hit at the time. I actually remember.
Oh, shit. There you go. Coming in.
I actually remember seeing this when it came out in the theater back in 2009. So the thing about this movie is that what had happened, because, you know, Sam Raimi was really, you know, obviously, like, known for Evil Dead and shit like that, but he wrote the story that would eventually become Drag Me to Hell, which was, I think, was originally called The Curse. Him and his brother Ivan wrote it, like, 10 years prior. So I think it was, like, 1999. And then he got all swept up in making the Spider-Man movies, and so he never could, like, get around to it. So when this came out, I kind of feel like this was seen as, like, his triumphant return to horror that was something more along the lines of Evil Dead. Even though this is rated PG-13, which is crazy because when I was rewatching it, he got away with a lot for PG-13. I mean, he basically said, he's like, well, I didn't want to make it, like, super gory or, like, over the top and stuff like that, like the Evil Dead movies were. But he still got away. I mean, this is a pretty gross movie, but not gross in the sense of like bloody. It's gross in the sense of other fluids, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, just like fucking gross flies and like people like throwing up on people and shit like that. So he got away with a lot for a PG-13 rating, which he tried to do. But I had seen this movie, like I said, I saw the theater when it came out, and then I saw it a couple times after that. But I forgot how fucking fun this movie was. What are you doing?
I forgot. I gotta move the car.
Oh.
Gotta load those groceries.
Oh, that's right. He left my car, like, in front of the thing. So, yeah. He's real prepared for all this stuff. But yeah, anyway. Where was I? Yeah, so I forgot, like, what a good time this movie was, how funny it was. I mean, I don't know. I guess I should have, like, remembered, but yeah. So, okay. So if you haven't seen Drag Me to Hell, I also like, too, that the movie, like, really goes for the bleak-ass ending. Although, I think I was watching, like, a couple other reviews about this earlier, but it's debatable over whether, I mean, I'm going to spoil the ending, because this movie's been out a long time, and I kind of feel like even if you haven't seen it, you probably know what happens at the end. But you could, like, definitely make an argument that the main character didn't really deserve what happened to her. But to me, I kind of think that's what makes the movie more fun, I guess, or, like, more ballsy. Even though the end is just kind of like, holy shit, they actually, like, went there, because I thought she was going to wangle out of it somehow, but yeah, no, she didn't. Sam Raimi also directed, says Slasher Fred, some no horror movies like Oz the Great and Powerful and For the Love of the Game. He did A Simple Plan too, which I guess was not, but that was more a thriller. I just bought that book not too long ago, which was Scott Smith, the same guy that wrote The Ruins. And I've seen the movie, like, a long time ago, but I don't think I've ever read the book, and I've heard the book is, like, excellent, so I've been wanting to read it. So I bought it, but I haven't read it yet. And he did The Gift, too, which I guess was still kind of a horror movie, but it was more like a psychic murder mystery type thing that I remember. I think I saw that in the theater, too, now that I'm thinking about it. And actually, I've been wanting to rewatch that one, too, because I think, I don't know, it's on one of the streaming services. This is actually on Hulu, and that's where I watch it. So The Gift might be on Hulu as well. Granther says, true story, Sam Raimi once gave Granther a fifth of Crown Royal. Ooh, nice. Granther worked at a summer camp in Ontario, Canada, where Sam had been a camper. He returned at the end of one summer to hang out. That's pretty cool. Super down-to-earth guy he is. He always struck me as a pretty cool dude. And I really like, I think a lot of people were excited when this movie came out because, you know, it would almost be like Peter Jackson, like, after he made the Lord of the Rings movies, going back and doing something like Dead Alive again, you know what I mean? So I just thought that was, like, really cool. And like I said, it was, like, super fun. So if you've never seen this movie, what happens in this movie is that there's a young woman who's played by Alison Lohman, and her name's Christine, and she's a loan officer. And she's kind of gunning for this assistant manager position, but there's this other shithead in her office named Stu, fucking Stu. And he's kind of, he hasn't been there that long, but he's a real ass kisser, and he's real, like, condescending toward her and shit like that. Like, the stuff that happens, like, early on where he's just kind of like, she's like, hey, I'm going to take my lunch break. Hey, why don't you pick me up a sandwich? Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, that kind of stuff. I'd be like, go get your own sandwich, Chode. But yeah, so there's that kind of thing. So she's gunning for that position, but she's not really sure if she's going to get it because her boss is like, well, you know, we need somebody that's going to be able to, like, make the tough decisions and all this other kind of stuff. She's also got this boyfriend played by Justin Long, who you probably recognize from Tusk and many other movies. But he's, like, he's kind of wealthy, it seems like. I think he's, like, some kind of doctor. Isn't he a doctor, a psychiatrist, or he just came out of medical school or something. And his parents are, like, super, super snotty. And they're kind of like, well, we don't think she's just, like, a farm girl. So she's, like, not good enough for you and blah-de-blah. So she's kind of under a lot of pressure, like, to do well at work and kind of get her shit together. There's also this kind of underlying thing that she used to be a fat girl, and so she's kind of like trying to be this whole new person. So it so happens that right after the boss says, we need somebody who's going to make the tough decisions, this creepy old woman comes into the bank named Sylvia Ganoush, and she needs another loan extension because she hasn't been able to pay her mortgage for the past couple months. Now, the bank has already extended her had given her two extensions, and she wants a third one, but she just needs a little bit longer to, like, come up with the money and everything like that. And Christine is initially sympathetic, even though the old woman's pretty gross. I mean, you know what I mean? She's like hawking up loogies into her fucking handkerchief, and, like, she steals all her candy, like, off her desk when she's not looking and shit like that. Like, she's pretty gross. But she figures, well, you know, I'm gonna, like, put my foot down and say, no, we absolutely can't do it. So then the old woman gets, like, really mad, and she's kind of like, she actually, like, begs. She, like, gets down on her knees and starts begging and everything. And then Christine, like, flips out and calls security and everything. So then the woman basically is like, you shamed me. And she's like, oh shit, you're in trouble now. And later on, there's a great scene where Christine is, like, leaving the bank, and she's going into the parking garage, and the woman, like, Mrs. Ganoush, is, like, in there, and they have this huge, like, fucking fight, like, in and around the car. It's so Sam Raimi, and it's, like, so awesome, and it's, like, the old lady's, like, dentures, like, pop out, and then she's, like, gumming the girl on the face and shit like that. It's, like, so fucking gross. But the thing about it, I don't know if you could get away with, because it's a gypsy curse is what it is, and, you know, it does seem like it doesn't really paint gypsies or the Roma in a very flattering light, you know what I mean? But you are kind of, like, sympathetic toward this woman, and you're not necessarily, you're kind of sympathetic toward Christine because, you know, she could have given the woman the loan extension, but it's like, she'd already asked for two, and she's like, she's trying to get a job and shit like that. But as the movie goes on, I don't know, it's like, Christine is, like, a good person, but she makes some sort of, like, questionable decisions later on. So you could actually argue, because, as I said, spoiler alert, the name of the movie is Drag Me to Hell. She absolutely does get dragged to hell at the end. She doesn't get out of the curse at all. Like, she tries to get around it, but there's various things that that kind of conspire to keep that from happening. But the thing about it is that she could have, well, okay, it didn't work out this way, but she could have, like, given the curse away to somebody, but she couldn't bring herself to do it. However, she did sacrifice her kitten, thinking that that would make the demon, which is called the Lamia, would make the demon go away. It didn't, so she killed the cat for nothing. So in that way, I was kind of like, man, maybe she does suck. Maybe.
Don't fuck with the cats, man.
Don't fuck with the cats. Well, the thing about it is, like, even if, I mean, like I said, it didn't end up working out. Because what happens is, like, the woman curses her. And then they're like, okay, well, the Lamia, the demon, is going to, like, torment you for 3 days. And then it's going to drag you to hell. So that's pretty much how it's going to go. So she starts seeing, like, shadows. And, like, she has, like, poltergeist activity. Like, fucking shit's throwing her around the apartment and all this other kind of stuff. So all this crazy shit is happening. Like, the old, like, the ghost of the old woman, like, shows up and pukes on her. And it's like, oh, there's all kind of disgusting shit happening. Like, so many fluids. So she ends up going to, like, a psychic, and the psychic is like, yeah, you have a curse on you. Well, but he's like, I don't really know much about this. It's a little bit above my pay grade, but he's like, maybe if you sacrifice an animal to the demon, like, maybe that will be... What? At which point, even if that had helped, I mean, why wouldn't you just... Why would you sacrifice your little kitty? Why wouldn't you just go and get, like, go somewhere and get, like, a chicken or something, or a turkey that you were going to eat and just say, yeah, I'm going to sacrifice that. Like, don't sacrifice your cat, for Christ's sake. That's, like, fucked up. And it didn't even end up working anyway. And then the thing about it, too, is that toward the end where the psychic says, well, I didn't really want to tell you this earlier because then you're essentially just passing the curse on to somebody else. If you give the thing that the woman cursed, which in her case was like a button, like off her coat, if you give that to somebody else, then the demon will come get them. At which point, I was just like, why don't you just give the button to Stu because he's a fucking taint. So... You know, he was, like, trying to steal her job and was like, I don't know, he was just kind of a dick. I was like I said, nobody in this movie, like, deserves, like, eternal torment and hell and stuff, but he was, like, the shittiest person in the movie, so I would have just given him the button and I wouldn't even felt all that bad about it, but she couldn't do it. She just, like, she felt really good about it.
How long ago was it we watched this movie?
Two nights ago? I think.
Okay.
I think it was 2 nights ago.
Yeah. For some reason, it didn't really make a big impression on me.
Well, you hardly watched. I saw bits of it, but you hardly saw
it. It seemed kind
of
samey, and I don't remember what I was doing at the time.
No, it's super fun. You should have sat and watched it. It's like really funny. Like I said, it's almost kind of like it's not as quite as crazy as Evil Dead, but it had like the same spirit as Evil Dead, like that same kind of like funny, like
some
little bit of zany
type
of thing.
One without me, I must have been cooking.
No, well, I don't know what you were doing. You were just, like, wandering around, and I thought, like, it was getting late, so I was just like, well, shit, I gotta watch it, so. And then I thought you were gonna come back in, but you never did.
I was just like, yeah.
No, it's good, it's good. Like, it had, like, well, like I said, it's hard to, like, judge how good a movie is if you're not, like, watching it, if you're not, like, paying attention. Because, like, you don't really know.
She's teaching me how to watch a movie.
No, it's like, well, you don't really know what's going on, and it's like, you haven't really followed it. You just come in, and you're just like, you have no idea what's going on.
Without me.
Well, I thought you were coming in the room, and then you just kept like wandering around.
I had to do.
And then
you
were like,
I got all
around kinds
of shit. I go out there to move the fucking car, and I forgot the sprinklers were on. The sprinklers turned on while I was out there and got me. Got all this automatic shit happening.
Well, that's what happens.
Having a fucking weed eating crap. Did all kind. We had to do a supply run today. Went to Walmart.
Gotta hate Walmart.
By myself. Yeah, Walmart was pretty rough. But it was well stocked though.
I couldn't go. I have too much. I have shit to do.
Yeah,
it's
okay,
like
I asked you to go.
I don't want to go. One, I hate Walmart. And two, I hate going to Walmart.
Okay.
And two, I had like a whole bunch of graphic design jobs I had to do.
Yeah, all right. Sit back here and make money.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like I can't just like go to fucking Walmart. Yeah. I hate Walmart. Grantham says, whatever happened to Alison Lohman? She was great in Matchstick Men, too. Yeah, she was, actually. But she hasn't been in much recently. I don't really know what happened to her. And honestly, she's great in this. And the thing about it is that when she read the script for this, she must have been like, oh my god, I'm gonna have, like, every possible, like, bodily fluid, like, all over my, like, it's gonna be, like, so disgusting. And she went ahead and did it anyway, and I was like, man, good for her. Because there's, like, some scenes where, you know, the old lady is, like, you know, when her teeth pop out and she's, like, gumming her face like this. And it's just kind of like, now some of the shit is CGI, which is one, that's kind of the only, that's, like, the only negative that I have about it is that some of the CGI didn't really age very well. You know what I'm saying?
It usually doesn't.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. And so I kind of wish they had done more practical effects. Like, it's okay because it's mostly, like, a fantasy. It's about a gypsy curse, for Christ's sake. But, like, the last scene where she actually gets dragged into hell and, like, her face goes all fucked up, that's, like, a little bit. But that's, you know, it's goofy looking, but that's kind of like, this is almost kind of like, I don't want to say it's almost like a live action cartoon, because it's not that, It's not as crazy as Evil Dead, like I said, but it has that same spirit to it, even though it's a little bit more grounded in reality. But yeah, Alison Lohman was great in this. The woman that played Sylvia Ganoush was great in this. She was like super gross, and like, but still kind of like sympathetic. Like you could, you know, you could understand like why she was mad and shit. You know what? It's funny. This should be a double feature with Stephen King's Thinner because they're both about the Gypsy Curse.
I haven't seen the Thinner in a long time.
Well, I've been wanting to watch it. I think I put it in the...
I remember liking it.
Yeah, it's not bad.
We saw Dark Half about, what, a year and a half ago?
Something like that.
And I liked it.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
You know what's funny?
What's that?
The fucking bad guy from Dark Half.
Yeah.
Is from Jones County.
Yeah,
Mississippi.
I know. Yeah.
That's where my family's from. It's either Joan or Jasper. They're right next to each other.
Yeah.
But it was on his car. It was on his license plate. You know. But there ain't any badasses like that. Like that motherfucker. Running in a suit with a cowboy hat and guns and shit, fucking raping people. You get caught pretty quick doing what he was doing there in Jones County. Jones County isn't that bad, isn't that big. Everybody knows each other.
Well, the thing, like I said, Thinner, I think, is also on Hulu, because this is on Hulu, and I think Thinner has been on, because I put it in the poll, like, a couple times, but it didn't win, and I was just like, well, we've been doing, like, a lot of Stephen King adaptations, like, yesterday we did Needful Things, and, like, we did the Firestarter ones, and stuff like that, so maybe we should do Thinner as well, because I wouldn't mind. I remember it being pretty good.
Yeah, I remember it being pretty good.
As far as... It's a little bit cheesy, but a lot of the ones from that era were, because that's like 90s.
I remember the book a lot more than the movie. And let's see if the movie stacks up to the book. Whether the damn mafia hitman shows up with an AK-47 and all that.
I don't remember.
Does that actually happen?
I think it does, but I can't remember. It's been a long time since I've seen it.
You had a friend who was in a mafia who was a hitman.
Yeah.
Shows up with an AK-47.
Well, he's in the movie. He's in the movie. Yeah. I just don't remember.
Crumples up some car with it and everything.
Yeah, shit like that.
Right.
Let me see. Do. James Knapp says, hi, Jenny. Want to ask a sidetrack. Did Tom watch Stonehurst Asylum movie? Was a great review and recommendation. No, I watched that by myself.
Speaking of...
What?
Got to go ahead and fucking...
Oh, this is got this today. From our friend Louis Hernandez.
He's, of course, always sending good movies.
The Godfather trilogy, celebrating the 50th anniversary. That's Blu-ray on that bitch. So thanks very much, Louis.
Yeah, so he's requesting...
that's awesome.
He's requesting a review.
We'll do the three Godfather movies, like, for the next matinees. We'll do that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Did we do
Collateral? We did Collateral, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, it turned out it was a good movie.
It was.
Tom Cruise as an assassin.
Slasher Fred said Thinner was directed by Tom Holland. That's right, I had forgotten about that. Not the actor that was in the Spider-Man movie. Okay. A gypsy cursed John Holmes by saying longer and thicker to him. Yeah, I like that. I kind of wish some gypsy would curse me and say Thinner. That'd be nice. Well, I mean, not until I starve to death, but, you know. Zach says, for some reason... a detail I like in this is where the lady is tapping her fingers on the desk and the first thing the chick does is look at her stapler, then sees the hand. Yeah, I really like, I really like all the framing of the shots in this. It's like really, really good. But my favorite sequence, I think, my favorite sequence is where they have that big fight in the car. You know what I mean? And like they're smacking each other around in the car and like fucking Christine is like fucking stapling. She staples her in the head and she's got a stapler with her. That and like the seance scene at the end where they're trying to like put the demon into the goat and then the goat talks and shit like that. It's like, that's fucking crazy. It's real. I don't know. I really like this movie. It's one that, I kind of feel like it, I think it only cost like $30 million to make, only $30 million, and it made like $90-91 million, so it was actually pretty successful. And like I said, I remember a lot of people talking about it at the time because I saw it in the theater. But it was one that people like really seemed to have a lot of fun with when it came out, but then like it didn't, you don't really hear people talking about it that much anymore. But I don't know. I've been wanting to rewatch Sam Raimi's other movie, The Gift, as well. Because I remember liking that one a lot. I think I saw that one also in the theater. I think Cate Blanchett is in that. And like I said, that's more like a thriller, murder mystery type thing. So it's not like as crazy as this one. But this one's just like a lot of fun. It's just fun and it's funny and it's gross. And I don't know. I just really, really like this one. So I don't know. And I thought you would like it, but like I said, you didn't really watched, you didn't really sit and watch it. You were kind of like just wandering around, so you weren't really paying attention.
She's getting on me again.
You weren't paying attention.
I wasn't paying attention.
No.
I wasn't doing my job.
Katabatsan says, Jenny, have you ever done The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai Across the Eighth Dimension? No, but that's another one that I do want to do, because I saw that on cable like lots of times back in the old days. I
never saw it.
And it might be on Amazon Prime. I think I saw it when I was scrolling through one of the streaming services the other day. And we mentioned it yesterday because when we were talking about Needful Things, the guy that wrote the screenplay for Needful Things, I think also directed Buckaroo Banzai, or I think he directed Buckaroo Banzai. So it kind of reminded me of it. So we'll get around to it, probably.
Khan also wanted me to talk about Northman, because he just saw him and his son just saw the Northman.
Oh, yeah, you guys just say it.
Yeah, he liked it, but he thought he wanted more. So it kind of, he didn't think it was as good as Conan wanted. It left him wanting. But then he said, well, it's different. And I said, yeah. So he's trying to get me to talk about it right now. But, dude, I already reviewed that movie. Go back and watch the review. Now that you've seen it, you'll fucking understand what I said about it earlier. It's good. It's a good movie. I can't wait to own it. But, yeah, like I said, Conan won, which is an epic fucking tale, all right? Milius and fucking Stone worked on that shit, okay? Had a lot of good philosophy, a lot of story, a lot of lessons behind it. In certain edits, like I want to get a complete edit. I got an edit, but I got a good edit. But it's missing one scene that's in some of the other ones about springtime, which explains the damn, of course, the eye of the serpent metaphor. But like I was saying, Conan 1 is like, if this is heavy metal, that's classic Iron Maiden. All right. Again, the Northman is more kind of like Cradle of Filth or fucking Celtic Frost or Venom or something. It's fucking harder. But there's still mythicism there, you know. There's a lot of myth and a lot of good storytelling, and it's pretty legit in terms of accuracy, in terms of the scale and what they did. It is a good movie. It'll stand the test of time. It'll be around for a long time, I think.
It probably will.
It was real well made. Even though what's funny is that director is not known for those kind of movies. But he did a fucking good job. It's a masterpiece.
Well, you've never seen The Witch, have you?
He did that one too, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I heard that he's actually kind of soy. He's kind of like, you know. But maybe it's not true. Maybe it's just a rumor. They said that fucking...
Whatever.
Yeah, he said that movie is evidently kind of like fucking uncharacteristically savage for him. Not true?
Well, I don't know. He's only made 3 movies, dude.
Okay, we'll see.
It's just... And the only one you haven't seen, because we both saw The Lighthouse. You didn't see The Witch.
The Lighthouse was good.
Yeah, I liked The Lighthouse.
It was weird.
Yeah, what I liked about
Real
it.
Real weird.
More people need to make weird movies.
That movie was fucking weird. I'm not even sure what the ending meant. I was just, when I saw it happen, I was like, okay, all right, you got me.
Yeah, Hugo said The Witch is good. It is. The Witch is great.
Okay.
I love that movie.
We'll see.
Kanavatsan says, I was rewatching your Flash Gordon review yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was one of the first ones that we did, I think.
Yeah, I bet you the audio is terrible on that.
I'm sure it's not that bad.
I went back and listened to one of our old shows, and it's like you're talking through a damn metal tube. The fucking microphone we had back then. We weren't really, you know, we were a new show. There's some of them that I need to redo. I want to redo Conan. I wouldn't mind redoing Flash Gordon. Because there's a lot in Flash Gordon that's missing. That you know, there's a lot to that one.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to go back and, like, redo some of the old ones that we did, we could do that. I mean...
Yes, we need to do some redos. I wouldn't mind redoing... We said we were going to redo all of the Omega Man variants. Which is
The I Am Legend, yeah.
All the I Am Legend Omega Man. We're gonna do that.
I wouldn't mind redoing some stuff like some of the early ones we did, like Legend of Hell House and stuff like that.
Yeah,
because I really like that movie.
Stuff that had inferior audio quality, or maybe we weren't really on point on the show. You know, just anything that needs to be redone. Conan needs to be redone.
Zach says, I just realized, as of this spring, I'll have been watching you guys for 4 years.
That's ridiculous.
Wow, that's ridiculous. It's ridiculous how long we've been here. Tammy said, redo The Shining. Okay. We should. Yeah, well, we did a show like kind of about The Shining, and then I think
That was show one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Shining.
Well, it was The Shining and The Entity.
Yeah.
And I want to redo that entity case too, like not just the movie, but I want to talk about the case. So I put that in the poll. I think it was either it's either in this poll or it's going to be the next week one. But what was that? What else was I going to say? Oh, and we also did. Remember when we went to the theater and we saw The Shining like on the big screen, like you know, Fathom Events did it, and I think we talked about it a little bit then, but. I don't know. There's just like so. There's so much about it. I never get sick of talking about that movie because there's just always something. Because that channel, Collative Learning, he's got like fuck tons of hours and hours and hours and hours of stuff about The Shining.
Yeah, some of it a little. I think he's going a little out there sometimes.
Some of it is, but
his
you know.
Take on 2001: Space Odyssey is wrong a lot.
Although, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, because I guess he didn't read the book, and he doesn't know what happened in 2010, which is like the sequel. There's a lot of, or maybe, you know, maybe he has, but he's just trying to show, he's just trying to talk about what Kubrick was trying to say, you know, in that particular shot. That the monolith is actually the movie screen, and that there's like a meta thing. I don't think that's what it was. Oh, you know, Collective Learning came out with a brand new one about the black hole, the Disney movie, The Black Hole.
Yeah.
And it's good. It's kind of like what the shit that I saw, but he saw even more with, like, hidden in the architecture, the all-seeing eye, like, on the back of the dollar bills, like an A-frame. A-frames over and over again with a star or an eye in the middle and trying to draw parallels. Well, I'll watch it. You'll like it. There is some deeper meanings to the black hole.
Oscar said you guys should do the ninth configuration. We already did.
We did it.
We did the ninth configuration.
Yeah.
I don't. It was a while back.
Yeah, I don't remember it. There was a lot of movies like the ninth configuration.
That was a weird. That was a weird fucking movie.
Yeah. Which one was that? There was a lot of
Angel
there.
Heart. We did that
Angel
one.
Angel Heart. Did
we
it.
Did that one too. We did that one too.
That was a good one.
We did Angel Heart too.
Did Serpent and Rainbow. We did all those.
Yeah, we definitely did do. Grantham says, please redo Chariots of Fire. I don't think we did.
Chariots of Fire.
We didn't
never
do
did
Chariots
of
Fire in
the
first place.
Up.
We didn't do that
You're
one.
Fucking full of shit.
I like Collative Learning, says Zach, but I think he gives Kubrick way too much credit. Guy was smart, but no one has that much attention to detail.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, some of this stuff, I enjoy, like, watching. I watch, because he does ones, I watch the ones about The Shining, and I think he does ones about David Lynch movies, so I usually watch those as well, because I'm really into that. But yeah, sometimes I like watching them, but sometimes, yeah, some of it's like a little bit...
It's too out there.
A little bit of a reach, but that's okay. That's okay. Zach says, also still waiting for you guys to do Clute. Yeah, we still need to do that. I'm sorry. We haven't got around to it yet. We've got like
I don't
so
remember
many,
that one.
We've got so many fucking movies we gotta do.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And like I said, if somebody sends us movies, hard copies, these get moved to the front of the line. For reviews, especially if they're fucking Blu-rays, all right? And fucking Hernandez is fucking, he's got a fucking killer reputation for sending, he knows my tastes, all right? He'll send me some badass flicks that I've never seen before.
Yeah, he always sends good stuff. Like, and even if it's stuff that we've never seen before, they're always, like, really
good. He knows, I guess we got similar tastes in movies. He sent me that fucking, Pain and Gain movie, and that blew me away. And then after that, fucking, he just started sending me good movies. Over I gotta see Pain and Gain again.
Startup 78 says, do Barry Lyndon. Yeah, we should, because I've only seen that one time. That's a Stanley Kubrick movie, and I saw it like when I was a teenager, I think. So it was like a long time ago that I saw it. So I definitely think that's worth a rewatch. Tammy says, with all that we want you to review and you going to redo old shows, this show will never end. Probably.
Yeah, well, that's the idea.
And that's it. Well, in a way, that's kind of why I started doing my own movie and book reviews and shit like that, because I said I'm just... It's like, I like a lot of new horror movies, and like a lot of ones, like, Tom doesn't give a shit about watching them, so I said, well, I'm just gonna do them on my own because I'm getting behind.
I can't watch that many horror movies. It's just that genre, it's... I mean, it's got to be something real special, which some of them are, but a lot of them are just kind of samey to me.
Well, I usually try to pick ones that have like a lot of buzz about them. So at least there's something that's like a lot of people are talking about. Because if I just like picked movies at random, most of them would just be like meh, you know what I mean? So I usually try to pick something that like a lot of people are talking about.
Did we do Midsommar?
Yes.
Did we do Fighting With My Family?
We did a matinee on it because we saw it in the theater.
Yeah. I think we need to do a review one of these days of Fighting With My Family. I love that movie. And that's a Florida movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good movie. I've watched it here twice since I bought it. And it's rewatchable. And there's an extended cut on the Blu-ray. Did you know that?
Yeah.
It's got some extra scenes and stuff. It's good.
Do Eyes Wide Shut. We did that one too.
Did it.
We did it. We did that
good
one
movie.
Too.
Good movie. Some people say Kubrick's weakest, but I don't think so. Relevant to today. He's talking about that man with that island with all them children on it.
It's not my favorite of his, no. But it's still pretty good.
One of the things I like about that movie is that Tom Cruise is kind of like a bad guy in it. He's not a good guy in it.
Yeah, he's kind of a jerk.
He's kind of a jerk. Kind of a dick. Yeah. You know, he's kind of a flawed character with fucking jealousies that he fucking and shit. You know what I mean? But he's wasn't he was fooling around with his wife anyway.
Sorta. I mean,
or wanting to.
Yeah. But then he had like the audacity to like she just like she fantasized about something and didn't even do anything.
That's
and then,
what it was.
And then he
that's
gets all fucking upset about it.
Well, Kubrick called it.
Yeah.
He called it. There's guys like that.
Yeah, I know.
They're like, you're trying to fucking get the ass and she just thinks about the dick and you want to fucking
That's some weapons grade projection right
what the
there.
Fuck, man.
That's some projection. You know? He's projecting.
Yeah, you got to get over that kind of shit.
That's what that is.
Once you reach a certain age, that shouldn't affect you that much. It's all just passing shit anyway, you know? Fucking you, women going to think what they think. It's all right. It's just part of being human.
I mean, you know, you part probably don't want to know most of what I think. No. I don't even want to know
most
of what I
think. Talking shit. She's thinking shit about me. No, it's good.
It may shock you to know that a lot of things I think are not about you at all.
Just thinking about it. Anyway,
I know you like to think you're like the center of the universe.
That is not true.
Yeah, it is.
I was trying to think of what else.
Grandther says Spring Breakers, The Florida Project, and Charlie Wilson's War will send as soon as possible. Yes, those would all be excellent. Blearded Dude says movie, children shouldn't play with dead things. You know what? I saw that movie first, because that came out in, what, 1972? Like, same year I was born. I saw that movie when I was way too young to be seeing it, and it scared the crap out of me. And I always remember, like, it scaring the crap out of me, and then, like, I decided I was going to watch it again, like, a few years ago. I'm like, that is, like, the shittiest movie
ever. I don't remember that being anything.
Although I do kind of want to rewatch it, though, because I was like, it's so cheap.
The one that I remembered as a kid... that I remember really creeping me out. And then seeing it again, goes, oh no, that was a good movie, was Alice, Sweet Alice.
Yeah, we reviewed that one too.
Yeah.
That's a good-ass movie.
It's a good movie.
It's like a giallo.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Right.
It's like an American giallo.
About this crazy-ass fucking chick, she's probably about, what, 13 or 14? And the fucking weird shit that she fucking does. And yeah, that's
I love that movie. Yeah, that's like movie. One of my favorite 70s horror movies, for sure. Yeah.
I thought it was Italian, but it wasn't. It was American, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's a fake Italian movie.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's like, had American Giallo movies, too, that were like that style. Look Now was kind of like a Giallo movie. It had some of the same, like, tropes as a Giallo movie. By the way, on my Flickers of Fear series, I think July, I'm going to do all Giallo movies, like, for the month of July, because I've got them all, like, on the calendar. And there's a couple of new ones, because I think one of you guys recommended one called Discopath, which is, like, a newer movie. I think it's 2014, 2015, which is, like, a giallo slasher, but, like, a guy that hears disco music and it makes him want to kill people. So, and it's on Tubi. So I was like, okay, well, I want to do that one. And then there's, like, a newish giallo called Francesca, which I want to do as well. Because we've done a couple of, like, newer giallo movies, like The Editor, which is amazing. If you like giallo movies... see The Editor. I think it came out in 2014, 2015, something like that. It's on Shudder, or it was, and it's fucking hilarious.
Oscar said Lighthouse sucked. I don't know why you're on his channel.
I loved Lighthouse.
I don't know why you're on his channel, Oscar. Fucking, I don't get it. That movie was good.
Zach said, I'd love to see you do Fatal Attraction. Yeah, we should do the Fatal Attraction. I like that movie.
It's been a long time since I've seen that
movie. I saw that in the theater, I think.
Lighthouse was good, but it was good in the theater because it was so fucking weird. So fucking weird. It's good though, and I don't know what it meant. It meant something at the end when he looks into the lighthouse and goes, "Ah, they were drinking the lighthouse fucking oil."
Yeah. Hugo also says Adventures of Baron Munchausen. That would be another good one to do. Oh, another one. Speaking of that just reminded me of. I'd really like to do Time Bandits. I can't believe
that's
we haven't.
A whole one, yeah.
Man, I love fucking Time Bandits. I saw it like a million times when I was growing up.
We were watching Jabberwocky. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, we just rewatched Jabberwocky, like, not too long ago.
It was weird. I don't think... Did we get through it?
Yeah.
I think we did, yeah.
Yeah, I like Jabberwocky's good, but I like Time Bandits way better. Yeah. I mean, Time Bandits is awesome. I love that fucking movie. Like, I love fucking David Warner is in it, yeah. Like as the fucking evil overlord of the universe or whatever the hell. Oh my god, it's so funny. Stradog 78, is there a P.O. box we can send Blu-rays to? No, yeah. Which, I mean, you could just send it to her, like, a home address, but I'm not going to say the home address on the...
Yeah, send her...
In public, just, like, send me a message, and I'll give you, yeah. Like, our home
Who's
address.
Who's asking this?
Because we don't, Stradog 78.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, even, it's not some rando, it's okay. Yeah. He's like, yeah, tell, just make sure, tell me where you live.
Just make sure we don't already have it.
Oh, it says, I was thinking of sending True Detective Season 3. Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah,
good.
We don't have it.
Yeah, we don't have that. What is, we only have season, do we only have season 1?
I think we only have season 1.
I think we only have season 1.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we have season 3. I mean, we'll check. Khan says, I did not get the Lighthouse, dude. Light me with your analysis.
I have to go back and see it again. I knew it was some kind of allegory. It was an allegory for something else. But I don't know what it was. That's something that's like a Lynch flick. You have to go back and fucking see, watch it again. It meant something.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I like movies that you have to go back and, like, watch a couple of times.
There's two guys on an island, and the lighthouse meant something. They had to keep it burning, and they started turning on each other. And it was kind of like a love-hate relationship. And then they went insane. They were drinking the fucking lighthouse fluid.
That movie was fucking hilarious.
But yeah, and a lot of hilarious shit happened. Willem Dafoe fucking dancing fucking with hilarious. Each other and fucking slapping each other around and spying on each other, jerking off and shit. Fucking weird shit.
Worst roommate ever.
Yeah.
Fourth Throwdown says Jagged Edge. That's another one that I've been wanting to do. I think I might have put that one in one of the Patreon polls, but I don't think it won. Because I remember... I don't know. But what I do when I do the Patreon polls is I'll go through, like, all the streaming services that we have, which is Amazon Prime, Shudder, Hulu, Tubi, I don't know. We have, like, a bunch of them. So I go and see, like, what all movies that are available, and then I'll pick, like, ones that, to put in there. And usually I have to pick something... I pick different movies, like, for ones that we're gonna do together... than ones that I'm just going to do. Because I know you don't like the same kind of movies as me. So I usually try to pick something that you'll probably enjoy watching as well.
Yeah, okay.
But it's getting harder to do that because we've covered, like, so many of the sort of classics, but...
Like I said, we can go back and pick stuff apart. I want to do that... I want to do the I Am Legend series, basically, which is
Last Man on Earth.
Last Man on Earth.
Omega Man and I Am Legend.
And they're all different, but they're all based on the same book.
Yeah.
I didn't like the Will Smith third one, but I want to see it again.
I didn't love it either, but no. I haven't seen it in a while.
The first one with Vincent Price was pretty good, but for me, the ultimate is always going to be a Charlton Heston fucking Omega Man. And it's real relevant now, all right? With the family and disintegrating... Bio-warfare, disintegrating fucking society, basically Antifa running around trying to destroy the fucking past and destroying technology, and then he's the last man on Earth and he's a monster. They're both monsters. It just depends on your point of view. It's a good movie. It has a lot of deeper meanings to it, you know, that when you become the last one, even though you might have been something respectable, you're now fucking the last one that you're seen as a monster by monsters, you know, that we're all monsters. Yeah, I just liked it.
I mean, I like Last Man on Earth the best because that's the most faithful to the book, but, you know, and Vincent Price, because, I mean, for fuck's
sake. Just liked the Charlton Heston one because it had a bigger scope and it was just it had been updated for the 70s, which I just liked it, you know. I liked the tone of that movie. He felt, you know, it felt very, like, isolated. Him running through the city with that fucking Smith & Wesson MK-760 submachine gun with a flashlight on it, and he's looking for fucking clothes to wear and shops, and he doesn't bother washing anything. He just throws shit off and just puts a new one on. Because, shit, he's got a whole city full of clothes. Why do laundry? You know, it's just kind of a cool thing, kind of a cool way of... Cool post-apocalyptic movie, you know? That's all.
Kanabatsan says, I still have mental issues with Mulholland Drive, ha ha ha. Never seen Lost Highway, maybe I'll go crazy. Probably Lost Highway wouldn't push you over the edge, but for sure Inland Empire would. Which, I actually have it on Blu-ray. I've seen it a couple times, and Lost Highway is not complicated to me. Mulholland Drive is not complicated to me. Inland Empire is, yeah, it's pretty Lynchy. But I don't know, but I dig it, though. It's, like, just the whole vibe of it. It's long. It's, like, 3 hours, more, maybe more than three
hours.
It's gonna
mind-bend you, you know? Rebooting the movie in the middle of the movie, and the characters are in the movie, and you're watching the movie, and the movie's watching itself. All that kind of shit.
I mean, if you know a lot about really David Lynch and about what his obsessions are, what his proclivities are, then a lot of times you can, like, figure it out. Because he tends to explore the same kinds of themes.
Yeah.
You know, in his movies. That's just kind of, like I said, what his obsessions are. So if you've seen, like, a lot of his stuff, then I think it kind of gets easier to, like,
suss
out. We saw
the trailer for the new Cronenberg movie. It looks good. Practical effects.
Yeah, Crimes of the Future. I'm excited about that.
Lots of body horror.
I just saw some motherfucker just put up a review of it today, so they must be letting some people see it early.
Yeah.
Hmm. I want to go see that movie Men, because I think that starts this week. I've seen a couple of reviews of that going up, and, like, I don't, like, watch the reviews, obviously, but sometimes you can tell by the motherfuckers', like, expressions on their faces, like, on the title cards. And I was like, ooh, maybe this is gonna be good.
Cons asked me if I've seen those Lynch movies. Yeah, I've seen them. I can't really watch them. They're just... I can watch them, but I'm just like, man. The one that kept fucking with me... Well, first of all, I liked Eraserhead.
Okay. Yeah.
I watched that.
I love Eraserhead.
I didn't understand all of it, but you don't have to. You just chirp out. The one that got me was the dude with the fucking camera.
That's Lost Highway.
Lost Highway, yeah. That was weird shit.
I'm at your house right now.
Yeah, and I still don't understand that shit.
Well, Lost Highway and Mulholland Drive are very, very thematically very similar. I think Mulholland Drive is a better movie overall. Like, I think Mulholland Drive is actually his masterpiece, but Lost Highway is really good too. But if you've seen Mulholland Drive, it's, you know, it's similar to, like, Lost Highway. Inland Empire is, I really need to watch that again. I've seen it a couple times, but like I said, it's kind of a commitment because it's, like, really long and it's really complex. You know what I mean? It's really fucked up and weird. I always thought, Stardog78 said Lost Highway is probably one of Lynch's most accessible. To be honest, I always kind of thought that maybe Blue Velvet was his most...
Yeah, that was, I forgot about that.
Was his most accessible. Yeah. Because it's not really all that...
It's not all meta.
...weird.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like maybe the first... My phone's ringing.
Yeah.
Maybe the first season of, like, Twin Peaks was pretty accessible. Like, it's weird, but you could kind of, like, you could figure out what was going on. You know what I mean? It wasn't that weird.
Yeah.
It's the next review, Inland Empire. Yeah, I kind of want to, like, watch that again. And I still have... I still want to do, like, a mega... I just haven't had time to do it, but I still want to do, like, a mega episode of all the Twin Peaks, because I have all three seasons, like, on disc, like, on Blu-ray. Like, I have the big set. Like, I bought it for myself for a present, and I still haven't got a chance to, like, sit down and watch it. I've seen the first two seasons, but I just want to, like, watch it all in one, you know, in one go. Because I haven't seen the third one yet, but, like I said, it's, like, a long... It's long. Yeah, Stardog78 says, I'm currently rewatching Twin Peaks The Return. Been 5 years since it premiered. I know, I can't believe it's taken me this fucking long. Never seen Twin Peaks. It's good. It's kind of like a weird... It's like a soap opera, but surreal. You know what I mean? Yeah, Twin Peaks The Return feels more like Mulholland Drive than original Twin Peaks. Yeah, I kind of feel like that's what a lot of people said. So, but I want to kind of watch all three of them just so I, like, remember. And maybe I might throw Firewalk with me in there, too, because I also have that on disc, like, the movie, like, the prequel. That's, like, the Twin Peaks prequel. Well, Mulholland Drive was originally supposed to be a series, too, which amazes me that it turned out as well as it did, that it was supposed to be a series, and they're like, okay, well, you can't do a series now, so he's like, well, fuck it, I'll just make it a movie. And he just kind of, like... I think he kind of, like, I don't want to say he, like, makes stuff up as he goes along, but he just works very intuitively, and somehow it comes out being, like, kind of profound. You know what I mean? I don't know how he does that. He's a lot smarter than me, I guess. But, yeah, so I guess we've got wandered far afield from Sam Raimi's Drag Me to Hell, but that's okay. We did talk about that movie.
Gave the crowd what they wanted.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I guess we'll sign off for today. And today's Tuesday, so tomorrow is Wednesday, which means tomorrow is our main show. And tomorrow we're going to be talking about Bonnie and Clyde.
I got to check the booze.
You got to check the booze. We got to do a booze check. Yeah, we're going to do Bonnie and Clyde show tomorrow. Yeah. Because that's...
Bonnie and Clyde, okay, yeah, I'm well-versed on Bonnie and Clyde.
That won the poll, like, overwhelmingly.
Okay.
So, you know.
I even know the weapons that they used.
So that should be a fun-ass show.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, thanks everybody for dropping by. And we'll see you guys tomorrow evening. Bye.